This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
And welcome back. This is Toby Leary filling in for Grace Curley, who is down in sunny Florida, I believe, and enjoying her time there, I'm sure. A much-deserved time off. And before the break, we were taking your calls, and I had posed a question to everyone out there. What is your everyday carry, if you do carry a gun? And some of my earliest memories of listening to the Howie Carr Show when I was a teenager were, I remember a segment he used to do is, do you pack heat, in his typical Boston lingo there, but, and why? And so I remember always wanting a call, but I never did. So anyway, here's your chance to right my wrongs, but Ron has been on hold forever. So Ron, you're the first caller of the hour, so you're next on the Grace Curley Show. How are you today, Ron?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to call you about that 30-odd six that you were talking about.
Okay.
That's a, I assume, a pencil barrel 30-odd six.
Model 4, and, yep.
And after about three rounds, they heat up and they start moving. The steel actually moves. If you had a medium barrel or a heavy barrel, the shots would not vary.
Awesome.
They wouldn't vary so much.
So that's good advice for Craig, who called earlier. And, you know, that's a very astute observation there, and you probably know a lot more about it than I do. But the interesting thing about that is, for a hunting gun, who really cares, right? If you're not bench resting the rifle and trying to put hole-in-a-hole accuracy at 100 yards, it doesn't really matter. If you're getting two or three shots downrange before your accuracy suffers, then that just seems to be, for a hunting gun, it doesn't really matter. If you're sitting there trying to do long-range precision rifle, yeah, you want to get a different gun. But awesome. Thank you very much for that news, Ron. That will also hopefully help him sell it to somebody who he doesn't like if that continues to be an issue. But anyway, John, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. How are you today?
No, I'm doing good. You're bringing up the constitutional carry in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a resident and I have been carrying with that law. Am I legal in New Hampshire and Vermont?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes, you are. You're legally able to carry in all three of those states from whatever state you're from, as long as you're not a prohibited person in your own state. So if you have the legal ability to carry a gun in your own state, you can go to any constitutional carry state and carry. So like when I went out to Alaska, which is another constitutional carry state, a couple of years ago, I traveled with a firearm on the plane. When I got there, I was able to, you know, legally conceal carry while I was there because I am not a prohibited person in my own state. So that's the beauty of constitutional carry. People say, oh, we need to pass national reciprocity and all that. Nah, not really. If we could just get more states to be constitutional carry states, then it does the same thing without any other further restrictions being, you know, hamstrung to the Second Amendment. So yeah, it's a good question though. It's important to know where you can and can't carry. So John, you raise a good point by even asking the question, because a lot of people think, oh, I got a license to carry, I'm good to go. And they go to wherever they want and they could find themselves in a lot of hot water. So what do you carry, John?
9mm Glock.
Okay. Yep. It's a very popular gun. 65% of all police departments are carrying 9mm Glock. So thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. And Dave, you're next on the Grace Curley Show with Toby Leary. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Toby?
Great,
yeah,
thanks.
I was calling in reference to what I carry every day. I started out back in 2007 carrying a little baby 1911 Kimber, and then I switched over to a Glock just because of the safety and having that safe action trigger. Started out with a Glock 19, and now I carry a 43X.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. The Kimber baby 1911, was it 9 or 45?
It was a 45.
Okay.
You know, only 7 rounds capacity there. You know, what made me nervous was the safety clicking off in the holster.
Mm-hmm.
Possibility, just the possibility of that happening. So I felt a lot better, especially as a new carrier, having that safe action trigger.
Sure.
You know, and not a safety that could click on and off in the holster, possibly.
Well, I'm gonna be judgment-free zone here for anyone who wants to call in and tell me what their everyday carry is. So, but I do think you made a good choice in going from a gun that was designed in 1907 to a modern Glock, which is a striker fire pistol. But I won't judge anyone if you say, "Hey, man, 1911 is the best gun ever, and that's what I carry." I'm not gonna judge you. I will tell you the reasons why I switched from a 1911 myself to a striker fired gun. But yeah, the Glock 43X is a great gun. You know, the one thing I will say is you get extra capacity, and Shield makes a new, you're in Maine, Dave?
Yep.
Yeah, so in Maine, you're not hamstrung by the capacity laws, even though that gun isn't a high capacity gun. But Shield makes Shield Systems, I believe is the name of the company, makes a 15-round mag for that gun, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's the same frame as the Glock 48, so it'll fit, you know, in that it's a metal mag instead of the plastic one, so you can up the capacity of it with no extra, you know, length to the grip. So anyway, thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate it. And, you know, one of the things about those baby smaller Glocks, I mean, Kimbers, is they tend to not run well. You get a 3-inch 1911, they tend to be very much a jam-o-matic. There are some companies out there making small, subcompact 1911s that work better than others, but you know, he changed for the exact reason I changed to a striker-fired gun, is I don't want a thumb safety on my defensive pistol. So that's just the point. You know, I think it's, if my life is on the line, I want a better tool for the job. Then, you know, it's like comparing a hammer to a nail gun. You know, if I could still build a house with a hammer, I could still get the job done. But nowadays there's nail guns and pneumatic, you know, and even cordless and battery powered ones that do a fine job. So, you know, I want to use the modern tool for the job if my life is on the line. So there you have that. If you want to be a part of the show, call 844-500-4242. And we will get you on the line, and we'll talk all things guns, freedom, Second Amendment, and self-defense.
Got a text from 978. Hi, Toby. EDC for me is my 365 XL and my wife's EDC M&P 380 EZ.
Nice, nice. So both of those are great choices. I actually just recently changed from the regular SIG 365 to the 365 XL. And you guys might be going, but wait, those in Massachusetts that buy those guns, they're subject to a thumb safety. And you just said that you don't have a thumb safety on your gun. And that is correct. Guess what? We can buy in Massachusetts the 365 fire control units. And you can build that into a regular 365 or the XL or even the X, which we can't get here in Mass. And then you can have that version of the gun without a thumb safety. So we have a ton of them at Cape Gunworks, and I highly recommend you look at that option. It's a cool way to kind of build your own. It's like a hobbyist type of, it's not quite a ghost gun, but it's still pretty fun to partake in putting your own EDC together. So, all right, we got time for one more call. All right, so Steve, you're on the line on the Grace Curley Show with Toby Leary. How are you?
How are you? How are you, Toby? I enjoy
very
the
well.
Program.
Thanks.
I'm... I was in the service, and I carried a, well, actually it was manufactured for us and by our armorer, 1911,
mm-hmm.
Custom sights, 2.5-pound pull triggers. I swore by the weapon, and it always worked and never failed.
Yeah, there are some great ones out there, and the U.S. military used that gun from 1911 until 1986. So, you know, they had a long time to get it right. And the government-issued ones that you used in the service, Steve, I'm sure were a full-size, the 5-inch. And those do tend to run very well, especially with ball ammunition, which is what the military uses. That's what they were designed to use. And so there's this thing where, you know, if you've always shot the 1911, and you know you have ingrained in your muscle memory defeating that thumb safety, it makes a lot of sense to continue with it, because you know going to the Glock or a striker fired gun might not make that bit much of a difference, because you have it ingrained in your muscle memory to defeat that safety on the way out to the target. So for that reason, you know, you could certainly, if you have lots of reps in it, and like a lot of competition shooters do, et cetera, it's still a good choice for people who have that level of, you know, training. But for people who are just starting out, I would always point them towards a striker fired gun for that reason. So anyway, we'll get to the rest of these calls on the other side. And I want to know, what do you carry? What's your EDC? And you could also, I'll tweak it a little bit, what's your favorite gun? You could also tell me that, or what gun would you love to have? That's always a good question. So anyway, we'll be back after this. You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. I'm Toby Leary.
She's never held office, but she paid the whiskey priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
And welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I'm Toby Leary. I'll be filling in today for Grace, and today we have a poll question. It's brought to you by the Grace Curley Show store. So go to gracecurleyshow.com and click store to get your Let's Go Brandon t-shirt for $19.99. That's gracecurleyshow.com and click store. And by the way, for those of you watching on the Rumble Cam or on the website, I'm rocking one of these shirts. As you can see, they look really good on anybody.
Let's go, Brandon!
So what is today's poll question and what are the results thus far?
What should Alec Baldwin get for Christmas? An NRA basic pistol class, an encrypted cell phone, another cat, or an expedited trial?
Well, shoot, in the spirit of the poll question, we should have given him a Let's Go Brandon shirt. But anyway, I'm going to stick with my guns and say an expedited trial.
An expedited trial, still in the lead now at 63%, 24% for NRA basic pistol class, 7% say another cat, and 6% for an encrypted cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of cell phone, his cell phone was subpoenaed, or his, you know, a warrant was issued for the, I don't know, seizure of his cell phone. I'm sure they're going to find all kinds of goodies on there. But anyway, let's get right to the calls. Eric, you've been on hold for a while. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Toby. Yeah, my EDC is a Glock 43X with one of those shield arms, Max. I've been cop and mass for a while, and one of my buddies turned me on to it, and it's 15-in-1. It's a nice small little package, and you know, back in the days I used to carry a Glock 17, Glock 19, and as I get older I want something smaller that holds a lot of bullets, and it's still a great gun, shoots great, it's a tack driver. I really like the Glock pistols.
Yeah, no, it's a great everyday carry package, and you took advantage of that shield arms magazine, so that's really good. And I actually got to shoot I had a Glock 43, not the 43X, but I had a 43 back, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and I actually sold it because I was so disappointed with its capacity. It had held 6 rounds. I was like, once the
yeah think it would be more.
But I actually just did a class down in St. Augustine, Florida last March, and I shot a 48 with a Holosun red dot on it. It was a red dot pistol class, and I didn't travel with my gun, so somebody lent me one, and I was using those shield mags, and I was very impressed with them. It's amazing Glock hasn't jumped on the bandwagon yet, but they're sticking with their plastic mags that only hold 10, so there you have that. But anyway, all right, well, thanks for the call, Eric, and thank you for your service here in Massachusetts, and we're glad your rights are still intact. And now, if we could get the rest of us to be able to carry those 15-round shield mags, it'd be awesome. Mike, you've been on hold for a while as well. You're next on the Grace Curley Show. How are you, Mike?
Hey, excellent. Good afternoon. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
My question I had for you is, what's the best way to sell a collection, a general collection, you know,
Yeah.
Some 38s, 380s. Is it best to go to a fellow like yourself?
I mean, I'm a little biased, so you got to take this advice with a grain of salt. But call Cape Gun Works, 508-771-3600. No, honestly, if it's too far of a drive, I get it. But yeah, go to a local gun store. It's the easiest way. You're only allowed to privately sell 4 guns a year in Massachusetts. So, you know, the whole gun show loophole thing, it's kind of funny. Like, there's no guy at the gun show with a table full of guns selling them every Saturday, and unless he's a gun dealer, because you're only allowed to privately sell 4 guns a year. You can transfer as many as you want to a gun dealer. So you could find a gun shop that has a consignment, or they're willing to cut you a check and pay you right there on the spot. We do both at our shop, and we're happy to help you out with that. Either way, or if you got someone local, I'm sure they'd be happy right now. Used guns are hard to find. I'm sure they'd love to see you come in with a big collection or a collection, and we're more than willing to help. So however you want to do that, so you can certainly look us up. But yeah, thanks for asking. That's the best way to do it in Massachusetts. You hear from time to time people trying to do it on their own, and then after the fourth gun, what are they doing? They're illegally selling guns, and they don't know they're committing a crime, but they are at that moment. So, Marty, you've been on hold for a while too, so go ahead, Marty. You're next on the Grease Curley Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Toby. Thanks. Hey, I don't stick around for a lot of guest hosts, but I really enjoy the informative nature of your time when you get a chance to sit behind the mic, so it's really cool stuff.
Oh, good. Thank you.
A question about. So I live up here in the greater Portland area of Maine. Seems like a lot of us Mainers calling in.
It's all right.
Question about so constitutional states carrying into. So I go visit friends in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like traveling without my firearm.
Yeah,
I feel relatively vulnerable with my wife and kids on the road if we have issues. We all know that scenario can go down. So what is the legal way to transport a firearm across state line into maybe a state like Massachusetts that doesn't recognize the constitutional carry? At what point the rounds come out, clip comes out, stored in different compartments? At that point, becomes kind of useless, but so what's the right way to do it?
No, that's a great question, and it actually dovetails perfectly with that prior caller before the hard break when I think it was Zebra asked what he could do when he travels to Massachusetts. And really, the only way to do it is to get a license to carry, non-resident license to carry in the state of Massachusetts. And Zebra was saying that he had one back in the day, and a few years ago, you had to come and renew it in person every year. Now it's good for 5 years. So there's been a little bit of relief. So it's good for 5 years. You have to appear in person in Chelsea at the Department of Public Safety, but you got to take a class that's recognized in Massachusetts. So you'll have to take a class down here and then get your non-resident LTC, because you have a right to safe travel through the state, but you don't have a right to bring the gun here unless you're coming to a bona fide sanctioned event or you're hunting. So you can't just like visit your friend down on the Cape and bring your guns with you, unfortunately. That's a terrible law, but that's the way it is. So get the LTC and stay tuned. Guys on hold, we'll get to your questions after this. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I'm your guest host, Toby Leary. I'm the gun guy that sits in for Grace every once in a while. And I appreciate you guys listening. And if you want to be a part of the show, call 844-500-4242. And we will get to your questions. Some texts have rolled in as well. What? Go ahead and give them the text line, Jared, if they want to text
sure.
in.
If you want to text into the show, you can text to 63566. That is 63566. Just put Curly at the beginning of the message so it gets directed to us. Question here, Toby, can you pass on to everyone, if they have pre-ban firearms in Massachusetts before they move, please sell to a mass dealer to keep them in the state?
Amen to that. Yeah, that's true. Like we had a guy who actually was a retired Coastie, and he's down in the great state of Florida, and he did the right thing. He sold all his guns that were mass guns and, you know, some pre-ban ARs and whatnot so that they would stay in the state. And then he moved down there and bought his whole new collection because you'll get more money when you sell them here. So,
and also from 781, hi, Toby and Jared, is the SIG 365 XL exchange kit available in 10-round 9mm version. SIG website lists only 12-round version.
Oh, yes. They do make a 10-round mag for the XL. So, absolutely, you can get that. We sell them at our shop and everything else. And the mass-compliant version of that gun with the thumb safety does come with a 10-round mag, so or two 10-round mags, sometimes three, depending on which kit you buy. But anyway, all right, let's go back to the calls. And I also want to know what you guys carry. What's your everyday carry? What's your favorite gun? What gun would you love to own? And we'll put some fantasy out there with what gun would you love to own? So anyway, Tom, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. How are you today?
Hey, Toby. Good. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
So my everyday carry is a Carr PM9.
Ah, all right. That's a first.
But specifically with the seven round magazine, because the stock on that is a little short.
Yes. The Carr, I'm just writing this down.
PM9.
Yeah, PM9. And yeah, the 7-rounder is actually the easier one to conceal it with. The 9-rounder obviously sticks down quite a bit. I would love it if Carr would start making that gun in a double stack or like a staggered stack where you could only add maybe a little bit of width to the gun but get it up to a 10-round mag like all the other companies are doing now. Ruger's doing it and whatnot. But how long you been carrying the PM9?
Oh, since about 2009, 2010-ish.
Mm-hmm. It's a very cool gun.
I find that with the 7-round and having the, you know, having your pinky on the stock or whatever you call it, your little finger, I get much better trigger control.
Yes. Some people...
And it conceals like a dream. So.
Yeah, they really do. It's probably the smallest... It might be in the running with the SIG 938, but I don't know which one is actually smaller measurement-wise. They're both very comparable, but it's probably one of the smallest guns you can get in Massachusetts here as an EDC. Yep. And I haven't seen them coming out lately with them. I don't know if they're still making the PM9. I see the P9 a lot more than the PM9, but the PM9 is the smaller one. But yeah, it's a great gun. And what people...
I did have a question.
Yeah, sure. Go. Sorry. Yeah, go for it.
Because it's a Massachusetts-compliant pistol, it has the thumb safety.
Oh, I hate that safety.
And as such, well, no, it's okay. As such, I carry one in the chamber because the safety's on.
Mm-hmm.
So then if I need to shoot it in a defense situation, I pick up the safety and protect myself.
Yeah.
What is your opinion of carrying one with a safety-type gun?
If you don't, that's a great question. Thanks for the call, Tom. So if you... don't feel comfortable carrying your gun with one in the pipe or one in the chamber, then you probably shouldn't be carrying a gun. You need more training. If you don't have a clear understanding of how modern firearms work, you're stuck with Alec Baldwin on that front. And I'm not saying that to insult people. I'm just saying you don't have a clear understanding of how guns work, then you shouldn't be carrying a gun. Get some training and then, you know, learn how the guns operate. But in any modern firearm, you should be able to carry a loaded gun with a round in the chamber. And I highly recommend if you do carry a gun for defensive purposes, that that's how you carry it and get the adequate training to do that. The fact that it has a safety or not is irrelevant. That gun has a double action trigger pull. So it's a longer, smoother double action trigger that you very intentionally need to pull. It's not going to go bang just by, you know, sitting in the holster. So guns don't go bang by themselves. I'm sure if you got a chance to look at YouTube with all the videos coming out, even with that old single action revolver that Alec Baldwin was using, those guns don't go bang all by themselves either. What makes a gun go bang is the rearward press of the trigger to the full rear position. That's what makes a modern firearm go bang. So yeah, you can carry, and a lot of people are still sure of that. And so they do what is known as Israeli carry. And they carry around not chambered, which I think is really crazy if you ask me, because those guys who do that in Israel train like fanatics, you know, and shoot tens of thousands of rounds to be able to, in a quick draw stroke, chamber that round and then drive out on target. But yeah, if you're uncomfortable with a, you know, A, either buy a new gun or B, get some training, which I recommend both. But anyway, all right, good question though. And it's a good vote for the Massachusetts Born Gun by Car Arms. They're made out in Worcester, Mass. And I'm pretty, I like the gun. So Tom, you're next with Toby Leary here on the Grace Curley Show. How are you?
Hey, Toby, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I call it my winter carry gun because it's kind of big, but I carry my SIG 226 Legion.
Wow.
And it's the gun that I'm probably the most comfortable with at the range. I have, it feels good. I have a good holster for it.
Now is your,
everybody I've let shoot it loves it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great shooting gun. Is yours the single action only or the double action, single action?
Double action, single action.
Okay. Yeah. It's, you said the 226.
Yes.
226. Okay.
So it's kind of bigger. My buddy has a 229 and that seems to be a better carry size, I would say.
Yeah. It is a little bit smaller, but honestly, I think the grip, the grip is a little shorter on the 229. But I think it goes from a 15 round to a 17 if you were talking Free State magazines. But yeah, the 226, and you know, a lot of people do have a winter carry and a summer carry, and I used to do that too until I finally got a gun that I can, you know, conceal in the summer, but that I feel I'm very good at shooting in the winter. And I used to carry a Glock 19 in the winter, but I actually shoot my 365 better than I do my Glock 19, and so I've shaved off a huge amount of, you know, size on the gun, and I still have a 10 round capacity. So yeah, the 226 is a smooth shooting gun. It's the Legion especially is a phenomenal gun. I really like the trigger. I like the extras you get with it and whatnot, and you know, it's just big and hard to conceal. So you probably work outside and wear some warm winter clothes over it or something like that. Is that right?
I do.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And it's my favorite. It's kind of my favorite gun, but I always tell people my real favorite gun is my Ruger Mark IV 2245.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a fun gun to shoot. It's very economical. It's what I use for most first person who are coming to the range with me to try out.
Sure.
But what a great little gun for people to try and use. It's fantastic.
Yeah. No, I can't agree with you more about that. The 22 pistols are, and thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. But 22 pistols are some of the most fun you can have with a gun. And even 22 rifles. I remember back when I was 18 years old, I had, through a friend, I got this old beat up 30-40 Craig Springfield rifle, and I couldn't even find ammo for it, and I was like, what the heck is this? And you know, it's a cool old gun if you're into that stuff. At the time I was more like, you know, into modern guns. I was 18 years old and whatever, and I brought it over to an old timer down on the Cape who was a, you know, like a kitchen table gun dealer, and he loved these guns, and so he's like, yeah, this one, the barrel's shot out, but I can use it for parts, blah blah blah, I'll give you $75. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's, to me, it was worth $50. It was, and so then my friend goes, well, why don't you trade him for something? And so he goes, here's what I'll trade you. And he hands me this 22 lever action rifle. And I'm like, what? This is like anticlimactic. And I kind of felt bad for the guy. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. And he goes, yeah, oh no, this is what you want. Trust me, this gun's worth $150. So he talked me into it. And then I went to the range and shot it. And I had a ball. It was my new favorite gun. Like, I was setting up cans on sawhorses, and I'm just sitting there plinking with this 22. And it was one of the most fun times I had at the range to date, just because, you know, you'd bounce a tennis ball all the way down range or shoot the little soda can and make it jump all over the place. And I was having a ball, and I brought a lot of friends to the range, and it turned into that gun that I introduced people to shooting with. And it was a great, great gun. So anyway, I don't have it anymore, unfortunately, but 22 lever actions are a ton of fun. But yeah, I can see your favorite gun being that Ruger Mark IV, and I wish we could get them. We haven't had them in a long time, but they're super hard to get right now. So 844-500-4242 is the number to call if you want to be on the phone and you want to tell us about your everyday carry. I told you about mine. I've recently switched to the SIG Legion. I'm sorry, excuse me. I'm still with the last caller. I've recently switched to the 365 XL with a red dot sight. I've finally jumped on the red dot sight bandwagon. And I am loving it, and it's a great little gun, and I shoot it well. And the red dot enables you to get a better shot at distance and at a higher degree of precision. So it really helps you for the precision and the distance, which is not the most likely thing that would happen to you should you ever need your gun in a defensive situation. However, it expands the, you know, plausibility of what that gun could enable you to do in a, you know, bad situation. So not all of us are like Jack Wilson, where we can drop bad guys with one shot at 60 feet. That's a long shot. And so anyway, 844-500-4242 is the number. You can also text in, and would love to get to your questions. And I want to hear from you. What is your everyday carry? What's your favorite gun? And what gun would you love to have? I'll just throw that out there. I'll tease it real quick. My gun I'd love to have is the HK MP7. Just saying. I'll maybe come across a dealer sample one of these days, but I don't even know where to buy the ammo for that, but I'd love to have it. The 4.7 millimeter ammo. It's pretty cool. Anyway, Jared's got something really important he's itching to share with you.
Yes, Eden Pure has done it again. The three-pack for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. I've mentioned this before. I used it. Actually, it helped me. Well, I use it for my allergies, but it actually helped me get rid of an allergy headache because it purifies the air. It sends out the ions, which ionizes the air and creates a super oxygen. And it wasn't just me, though. A listener actually wrote in and said that they already owned two, but they bought another for their brother because of his sinuses, and that the brother called to thank and told them that noticeable improvement almost from the moment it was turned on. Thanks again to Howie and Grace, which is where I first heard about this device. Well, this is your chance to get in on this device as well. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on Grace's name, use the code word GRACE3, that's Grace and the number 3, you get 3 units for under $200, and you'll save $200. You get one for your basement, one for your first floor, one for your car. Maybe you give one away as a Christmas gift. They do make a great gift. With a 3-pack, you can enjoy clean air everywhere. House, studio, workplace, car, doesn't even matter. We've got them all over the studio. We love them. And the best part is that you don't have to replace any air filters, which, of course, saves you time and money, because other air purifiers, so-called, can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Don't spend that money. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on Grace's name, put in the code word GRACE3. That's Grace and the number 3. You'll save $200 on this special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click on Grace's name and use code word GRACE3.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I'm guest hosting, and I'm Toby Leary, and we're doing Gun Day here at Grace Curley Show. So if you want to talk guns, give us a call. If you want to talk something else, give us a call. The number is 844-500-4242. And Michael, you've been on hold for a while, so go ahead, Michael. You're next on The Grace Curley Show.
Yes, good afternoon, Toby. I had a Massachusetts LTC. We moved out of Massachusetts down to South Carolina last April. Mm-hmm. I had since got my South Carolina LTC down here. Now, I heard your other call. If I want to have a non-resident license, am I also going to have to go to Chelsea, or will I just be able to transfer my resident to a non-resident?
I am going to go out on a limb here. I honestly don't know the answer to that question, but I'm knowing the state as well as I do, you're probably going to have to go to Chelsea. So, but it's good for 5 years. So if you hear, you know, and you take, they might let you do it as some sort of renewal, so you don't have to take the class again. Or if you have the original certificate of the class you did take, you could, you know, bring that. But so you probably won't need to take the class again, but you will need to appear in person. But I'd give them a call just to be on the safe side, the Department of Public Safety. So yeah, give them a jingle and see what they're going to require of you to do that, because you apply directly there instead of at a local PD, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, well, you escaped. You went down to South Carolina. You made it out alive, and now you're wondering how to exercise your rights when you come back. I get it. But yeah, get the LTC here, and that's the best way to do it. So yeah, good question, though. Alex, you're next on The Grace Curley Show with Toby Leary. Thanks for the call. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Good.
Good afternoon. Sorry for my accent, but so I have two guns to carry. I have M&P Shield 9mm, which I carry mostly in the wintertime because of a kind of rapid feeling handle. Mm-hmm. And I'm carrying an outside holster. In the summertime, I'm carrying M&P 4, Force Visual Armory. I guess it's the best gun to carry. It's very comfortable. It's not actually a thick gun. It's a thin gun, and it has 10 rounds magazine.
So the M&P Core, you said?
M&P 4.
M&P 4 is the gun you summer carry? I'm not familiar with that gun.
Yeah.
What you said? It's a 9mm with a
9mm from Springfield Armory.
Oh, Springfield Armory. Excuse me. I thought you said M&P. You said EMP.
No, EMP.
Yeah, EMP. Okay, I get you. Sorry, that one seems a little bigger than the Shield. So I'm surprised you go bigger in the summertime, or is it just comparable enough that it doesn't really matter much? And why do you switch it up, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'm carrying this gun outside holster, and I've just put my T-shirt on top of it, and you basically don't see it.
Right. But why do you go from the M&P in the winter to the... M&P is a full size. Summertime. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm with you.
No, M&P is... No, it's not full size. It's a 4 inches...
It's the shield.
It's for Shield. It's also called Concealed Carry Contour version of it.
Got it.
M&P.
I see. So, great. So they're both 1911 style, or is the...
No, it's only Street of Armor is 1911 style.
Okay.
Shield, it's like Smith & Wesson's Shield.
Yep, the Shield. All right, if it's the Shield, I'm familiar with what one you're talking about. All right, cool. Well, that's interesting. I can see going to the M&P in the summer. That makes more sense. I was confused on how I heard you say it, but that's interesting. So you go from a gun... Now, let me ask you this one real quick. Does your M&P have a thumb safety or no thumb safety?
Yes, it does.
It does have a thumb safety. All right, so you're at least consistent there.
But I always keep one in the chamber.
Sure.
For both.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense to me. All right, thanks for the call, Alex. And do we have time for one more call? All right, cool. So let's see. Bill, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing, Toby?
Very good, thanks.
Oh, good. Hey, I took my wife to the range. I purchased a 22 Magnum for her, Charter Arms, full frame revolver. And I didn't want to scare her. I brought her with. I got a 40 Smith & Wesson that I carry, the M&P, and it was almost too much for her, so I didn't want to, you know, shy her away.
Yeah.
So I bought her this 22 Magnum. She loves it. I didn't know if you could recommend a holster for it because she doesn't have one, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't generally speculate in the women holster variety, but I will throw some stuff out there after the break. But that is a great gun. I like 22 mag a lot in a revolver. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. So don't go away. You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. I'm Toby Leary.